used to be that big bands were the thing. Now they're pretty much a thing of the past. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's found a couple of big bands from Boston, where teachers and students are drawn to schools like the New England Conservatory and the Berklee College of Music. He'll tell us about those bands in just a minute. But first, a few words about a more familiar orchestra.
From Hollywood!
1992 will mark the end of an era in jazz. When Johnny Carson leaves The Tonight Show in May, Doc Severinsen and the orchestra are going along. That means most Americans may never hear a big band again, let alone one whose leader they could name. But this isn't entirely bad news. With all due respect to Doc and Tommy and the boys, their idea of a big band sound, with its heavy dose of screeching trumpets and flashy drum breaks, is kind of played out. As some younger bands have discovered, it doesn't have to be that way. That's the orchestra Orange Then Blue, playing a piece by its drummer, George Schuller. Its trumpet players can still screech, and the drums can still get loud, but the band's writers have obviously been listening to hipper stuff than Doc Severinsen's. One obvious influence is the music of composer Carla Bley. Saxophonist Matt Dario's tune Panama takes its cue from Bley's tropical tangos, but the weirdly woozy phrasing is all its own. Doc would never play that loose. His band, like lots of others, prides itself on precision. But music, like other arts, can be energized by sudden reversals and accepted wisdom. Accepted wisdom in this case being that more precise playing is better. Even so, Orange Then Blue doesn't turn its back on history. The group's latest album, Funkayero, on the GM label, includes a Charlie Parker tune, an arrangement of some Bulgarian choral music, and a couple of pieces by the late Gil Evans. Evans's low-key approach to orchestral jazz in the 50s and 60s still sounds fresh, and it's a model for a lot of contemporary writers, among them Ken Schaphorst. He's led his Boston band on two very nice CDs, although Schaphorst has since moved to Wisconsin. His last album, After Blue, is on Accurate Records. This is from the title track. Schaphorst has the good taste to be a Duke Ellington fan, too. He doesn't go in for obvious Ellingtonian effects, like wah-wah trumpets or a jabbing piano. But one theme in Schaphorst's tune After Blue paraphrases Chelsea Bridge by Duke's aide-de-camp Billy Strayhorn. Thank you. Ken Chaphorse does a whole lot of different stuff on his new album to show his command of the big band idiom. In fact, some of his charts wouldn't sound out of place on The Tonight Show. Not to tell Jay Leno his business. He's done okay for himself without my help. But if using Branford Marsalis' little band on the show doesn't work out, he could do worse than drafting Chaphorse. True, Ken Chaphorse is not a household name, but how many viewers had heard of Doc before he got the gig?
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York City. He reviewed Orange Then Blue by Funkalero and After Blue by the Ken Chaphorse Big Band.